it's good to be here, good to be around some guys and learn a new scheme.
Is it pretty much what you thought, and it's kind of familiar with what Jay did in Tampa?
Yeah, it's very, very similar. I'd say probably about 85%. It's a very similar playbook to what we had about 4 years ago under Coach John Gruden. There's a lot of similarities, a lot of carryover, and it's just still learning a little bit of a new language. But it's good. It's going well so far.
What about opening on Monday night? What's just the thoughts about it?
It's going to be obviously an exciting atmosphere. Every time I played in Baltimore, back to my Browns days, I know what it's like to play there, especially on a Monday night season opener. Obviously there's going to be a lot of energy and excitement. But at the end of the day, after that first snap, it's kind of back to business.
I know you weren't here last year, but the expectations here were fairly low, and the results were fairly high. What are the expectations going into this season?
Well, it sets you up for high expectations this year. You do well, you expect similar results, if not better. And that's what everything's been preached since I've been here, at least the first couple of days. And the expectations are high.
Have you ever bumped into any of these guys, any of these old linemen at all through the years? Have you ever talked to
them? I'm a little more familiar with the defensive side of the guys, playing against these guys and, getting to know these guys. It's a young group, especially the guys right next to me. So getting to know those guys, obviously not too familiar with them, but it's come along well. Dennis Rowland, I played with him in Tampa for a little while. But I'm still getting used to these guys.
When's the last time you played the Ravens? Was it in 2019?
Two years ago. We played them up in Baltimore for a night game.
Hit a little bit of the same. I mean, they're not all that different than they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's they got a great scheme and they got great talent on that side of the ball and. So it's definitely challenging to go up there and play and compete against guys like that. But I like the scheme that we got. I like the group of talent we got, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is it tough going up against them with two young guards like that?
I don't know. I don't know. ask me Monday night after the game.
Two young guards in a center that's not been in the scheme long.
It's gonna be something that I think it's gonna be one of those things we're gonna have to feel our way through it, and really just continue to communicate. Those guys, the advantage these guys got is they know the scheme. I'm learning it, and I've got a little experience on my side. So we're just gonna have to mesh it together.
They know the scheme, and Baltimore.
Yeah. I've seen them a few times over the years.
You had a situation where you've had two guards as young as what you're going to be lined
up with. My first couple years in Tampa, Davin Joseph was a young guy then, and I had a guy named Sears. He's a really talented guy coming out of college and had a couple concussion issues. So I had some young guys that I was playing around, and really the entire line when I got there was very young. Jeremy Trulo was a young guy, Donald Penn was a young guy. So I played with a young group. At the time he was a young guy. His name's escaping me right now, but in New Orleans, Jari Evans was a rookie when I played with him. So I've played with some young guys. This is a young league. There's not a lot of old guys around. I'm the oldest guy on the offense, and I was the oldest guy on the offense in Tampa. It's kind of crazy to say that, 31 years old, it's just the way the league is trending.
How similar is Paul Alexander's language to what you've used in the past?
It's the same. The meanings are the same, but it's learning a little bit of a new language. I'd say probably about 20% carryover, so I'm having to learn. Having to translate and kind of on the run, but it's at the end of the day, obviously it's still the same, the same idea. Just got to communicate a little differently.